Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Monday morning. Monday, February the 5th, 2024, 14 minutes past the hour. And we're having a great time here at WGH Talk. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Talking about all the fol-de-rol from the ground dog. And apparently, I did mispronounce or missay the year on January 19th. So I have that written down now, that I made it through most of the month of January. I made it through 30 days. One mistake. Now, two more things I want to say about Groundhog Day, and then we'll move on from this subject. Two reasons it was a success. Number one, what is great about the group now, and this is apoplectic of society in general. Everybody was happy to be there Friday morning. Everybody was happy doing what they were doing. Everybody was having a good time. Everybody was talking to each other. And that is what makes things so positive. Is that nobody was complaining. Nobody was, woe is me. Why do I have to be here? I don't feel good. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it wasn't that. Everybody was happy to be there. Everybody was doing positive things. And everything was great. So, that's number one. And number two is nobody was complaining. You know, people seem to complain about things an awful lot. You know, why isn't this way? Why is somebody doing that? Why is this going on? Well, you know what? If you want something to be bigger and better and go on, don't complain about it. Do something about it. And that's it. You can anybody can sit around and complain all day long. That ain't going to do anything. But do it. Fix it. Be it. So there you go. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, just to clear up the whole thing with Miss Ohio, of course she's not old. Well, I don't know what age people get Botox now. It could be a whole different thing. Let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
See, I got to put my better half in there. Carol's the one that detected that wrong date there when you said the 19th.
Well, I'm glad somebody did, because I thought I'd made it through unscathed.
Carol's pretty sharp. See, I give the females credit when the credit's due, you know, and so I just throw that in there. One other thing, you know what's going to make your book the bestseller?
What's that?
Well, you're so... Oh, I mean, I told Carol, I said, my God, this added several years to that man's life. He is so excited, eye to eye with Miss Ohio, and he spoke with Miss Ohio, but this one took his heart. That's what's going to happen to you. When you were here before long, you're going to find the right one, then you're going to have little ones running around and stuff like that, and in your book that you're writing, you'll have this one whole page of Miss Ohio in a swimsuit. Now, are they in swimsuits?
No,
now, something about a bikini.
You know what's funny here? Now, this is interesting, because...
Hey, man, don't change my words around.
No, I'm not. I want to make a point here to save myself, is okay. what I'm comparing her to, I had interviewed two Miss Ohios, and I can't remember their names, in years past.
Well, you'll remember this Miller name.
I certainly will. I certainly will.
But married or unmarried, she's gonna be in your memory book.
Anybody who gets in a 6-foot groundhog costume, that's important to me. But
stand toe to toe with you and your eyes, and buddy, you're just trembling. But I won't interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. So but
Well, the two other Miss Ohios that I have interviewed, when they were Miss Ohio, nice girls. I liked them. They were friendly. Everything was good. But this particular Miss Ohio, she cut right through it. And that, it's to me, is what I found fascinating about her. You know, some Miss Ohios are a little, what do I want to say? Their nose is a little up in the air. I'm not going to get in a groundhog suit. This girl, she was telling the people at Miss America that she was coming back to do this. So there you go. And number two, the swimsuit thing. I always ask about it because it's always a controversy. They want to do away with it. They don't want to do away with it. Do the girls still want to be around in the swimsuits? Well, she didn't try to powder it. She said, listen, no, we really don't want to do that anymore. It's not my favorite part of the competition, but you have to do it. So I get up and I do it. And she even gave a little, if you listen closely, she gave a little behind the scenes there. She said a lot of it. They spray you with spray tan to make you look a certain way, so that's why you look the way you look. And I thought that was very honest and very forthright of her, and I don't think we would have gotten that from the past Miss Ohios.
But you'll have to get her finagled around somehow where you can get a picture of that swimsuit and put it in that book. That was the main point I wanted to call you. So that's going to be, what do you call it? That isn't going to be the belt. That's going to be the WWGH seller, right?
I tell you what, but you know, I would rather have her in the groundhog suit than the swimsuit.
Well, I had a laugh on that. I didn't hear the last thing. You'd rather have her in a groundhog suit doing what?
Well, just being the groundhog. I think that to me is more impressive than any old swimsuit.
My goodness, so I thought you was just knocked out just with her eyes and her beauty and her voice and all that. It all goes with the thing. And you want to put her back in that old groundhog. I'd say you stay out of there. The next time you come around, we're going to have another surprise, but it's going to be you in the swimsuit. Now, you talking about a crowd drawer. Now, that's going to be a crowd drawer, you know?
Well, I wouldn't hold my breath on that one.
Hey, nice talking to you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. So there you go. Miss Ohio was great. And, you know, the pictures of her in the groundhog suit, there's something about that, as I said, that is very, and obviously it was captivating to the Associated Press as well, that here you've got Miss Ohio just back from Miss America on January the 14th. And she's in a groundhog suit. There's something about that that is just different. Different in every possibly good way. Okay. 740-751-4038. But teamwork is what it's all about. And I'll tell you, the young people on Friday were also great. You know, that's a unique thing, too, as well. Carrington and Matt were right there helping Mary Ellen get in the groundhog costume. And Matt rode with Miss Ohio on the peanut butter jelly truck to make sure she got back okay. Everything was just on the up and up. And, boy, we can't thank everybody enough who participated. And, of course, Bob Welsh, who helped start this tradition so many years ago and came up with some top 10 lists for Miss Ohio and Mary Ellen on Friday morning. And boy, wasn't that a lot of fun. So there you go. That was Groundhog Day. We're all very happy and everything is just how you want it to be at this particular point. And again, the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. Now, what else do we want to talk about here? Well, Saturday night, I went down to Columbus to the new Spaghetti Warehouse. Now, I had been to the old one many times, like I'm sure a whole lot of people have. But apparently they had some structural issues at the old one. And they moved to a new one, which is down by the Columbus Commons. And I'll tell you, it doesn't have the same ambiance as a warehouse, because obviously where they are now is not a warehouse. But I liked it. I like that the new Spaghetti Warehouse is all windows, and it looks out on the Columbus Commons. So if there's a Christmas light show, if there's a band performing on the stage, if there's anything going on outside in the Columbus Commons, if you go to the Spaghetti Warehouse, you can get a very good meal and sit there and watch the show. And I found it fascinating. They had a little bar up in the front that you could sit and wait because, of course, on Saturday night, there was about an hour wait to get back there. But just a lot of fun. And, of course, I got the spaghetti when I was there. What else do you get when you go to the Spaghetti Warehouse? And it was delicious. And they also have very good salads. I got a nice side salad with ranch dressing. It was very good. The whole thing was very positive. But I'm going to have to go back down there when they're doing something at the Columbus Commons because it's great to sit there and be able to see the whole Commons area and eat your dinner. It's a beautiful, beautiful sight, beautiful scenery to be a part of. So that's what I did on Saturday night. Let's see here. Well, we had an interesting conversation on the Friday night program. Now, this is a funny conversation, but it's what it is. Do you remember years ago? I think there was a book. It was a concept or a book or something. But people really bought into this years ago. I don't remember if it was on a talk show or what it was. But apparently, there are 5 love languages. You've heard me right. 5 love languages. Now, here's what they are. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. So, words of affirmation, I mean, I guess that's saying nice things about people. Acts of service, I think, is doing something for somebody. Receiving gifts is getting something. Quality time, I guess, is just setting aside time to spend with somebody. And physical touch, well, you can read between the lines on that one. So on Friday night, we talked about this, and apparently Matt said his love language was physical touch. There you go. And I think Carrington said hers were words of affirmation, people who say nice stuff about her. Now, what we've learned about these love languages is apparently they're all a bunch of malarkey. Let's put it that way. They're all a bunch of malarkey, and they're not really true, and apparently this Dr. Gary Chapman, who created this idea, is wrong, that these are not real things. So, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think these are how we express love? Is this right, wrong? Have people been following these love languages? You know, as I look at these things, I do all these things. You know, I say nice things about other people, so I give words of affirmation. Acts of service, I try to do nice things for other people. Receive gifts, yeah, if somebody gives me something, I'll receive it. Quality time, well, I'm always trying to be, anytime I am with somebody, I try to make it quality. And, well, touching I'm not really into. Because, you know, I'll tell you, people are just a little too touchy-feely nowadays. People are just a little, you know, they want to, everybody wants to hug and all this sort of thing. And I think that's a little too much. I think, you know, people just need to relax a little bit and, you know, shake hands or something. I think that's a little better. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I think it's an interesting topic because, you know, we talk an awful lot about relationships and whoop-de-doos on this show, and I guess you just break it down to 5. Here they are. Love languages. How about that? Love languages. You know, who doesn't like to have nice things said about them? Now, I'm not saying that you need nice things to be said about you, but who doesn't like it when it happens? I mean, you don't want bad things said about you. Acts of service. I think everybody feels good when they do stuff for other people. Receiving gifts. You know, I don't know. That's okay. quality time. Yeah, I think quality time is important. You want to, you know, have a good time with somebody when you're around them. So I don't know. I think these things are interesting. I think that overall, well, you know, there's something I was reading this morning. Now they've added, there are several different, seven, boy, I'll get it right here. Seven love languages. Acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, communication. Now, there you go. Expression of affection and love, and final thoughts. Now, what are final thoughts? Like right before you're checking out, you tell people what you think of them? I don't know what final thoughts would be, but apparently they're up to seven. Now, you had to add a couple love languages, I guess, as years went on. I don't know. I was talking on Friday night about how somebody said that I was cynical when it came to relationships. Now, let me just clear this up. I am not cynical when it comes to relationships. But if your track record is bad and you have repeatedly done things that do not support a good relationship, then why wouldn't I be cynical? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else you would be besides cynical. Now, it doesn't mean it couldn't work out, but the chances are kind of low. You know, it's like buying a lottery ticket. You buy one lottery ticket, you win. Hey, there you go. Buy another one if you want to. But if you've bought four or five lottery tickets and you've lost on every one, if you're still buying lottery tickets, I'm getting a little cynical. I'm thinking, you haven't won. Why do you keep doing this? You know, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different outcome? Well, that's how you get a little cynical about things. But again, people can do what they want to do. That's life. But when they act, oh my goodness, this is the first time, and this is great, and I've never met anybody like this person, and why did it take all my life to find them? And, oh, I mean, really, come on. Let's be real with each other. That's a little false. So there you go. All right. Does anybody have anything to say about this? 31 minutes past the hour. We got 29 left in the show here. If there's anything you'd like to say, you want to comment on the Groundhog Show or Miss Ohio or these five or seven love languages, however many there truly might be, or cynicism. I mean, I think cynicism is a good trait in some cases. Some cases you've got to be a little cynical, or else I think you're naive in a way. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we'll put you up on the air here, and we'll continue the conversation as we always do. And we certainly appreciate continuing the conversation on a lot of these things, because they're things that go on day to day in everybody's life. And I think that's what makes life fun. I think that's what makes doing a show like this fun, is that day to day, everything is different. You wake up in the morning and you never know what's going to be thrown at you. And I like that. I like the idea that everything changes constantly. I like that on a dime, the world can change. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, back here at home base, nobody did guess the identity of the groundhog. So we have some prizes to give away in regard to that we'll have to give away another day and another way, because nobody guessed the groundhog, but we'll be glad to do that. How about Chad Clark performing on Friday? What a great job he did with his performance. You know, Chad is a very nice man who at this point in his life is achieving something that he's always wanted to achieve, performing in front of other people, releasing CDs, so on and so forth. And I think that's a great accomplishment. I think that's very, very, very important. I think that take it up until the end. It's never too late to accomplish something you want to do. And I think Chad Clark is a good role model in that regard for people who want to achieve things that maybe heretofore they have not achieved, to notice and know that the clock has not run out as of yet. Again, 34 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind this morning that you would like to discuss, we would be glad to hear it. Because, as I've always said, I like doing shows in which there is a two-way conversation going on. Because maybe there's something on your mind this morning that you would like to talk about, above and beyond what I would like to talk about. You know, I have my little list of things when I wake up in the morning that I think, okay, let's talk about that. Let's see what that's like. But maybe some other people have some other things that are on their mind. And I certainly do appreciate what other people want to talk about and what other people are going, what's going on in their life. You know, I'll tell you something. Was it last week or the week before? I was on Delaware Avenue, and I'm not out there very often, just when I'm at the radio station. And I wanted to go down to Wendy's. And I'll tell you, those things in the road, I would hate to live on that side of town and try to go to Wendy's even just once a week. Having to go all the way down to Barks Road, swing around, get in a parking lot, come back the other way, just so I could get in and out of Wendy's. I mean, who thought that up? Those barriers are the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life. I don't even understand what they're supposed to do. So you don't turn? You know, Route 95 is clearly busier than Delaware Avenue. And I certainly don't see any of those barriers on Route 95. A matter of fact, if you tried to put those barriers on Route 95, I think you would have a lot of accidents, people trying to turn into places that they want to and hitting those barriers. On Delaware Avenue, what is the purpose of those barriers? I can't figure that out at all. It's very, very strange. Oh, and I also wanted to make another point while it's in, you know, things come to my mind here while I'm free associating in the morning. I was talking about Miss Ohio, you know, not needing Botox and hair coloring and all that. Well, you know what? That goes for men, too, by the way. I don't want to make that out that it's just like that it's just a woman thing. You know, men do that, too. Men dye their hair. Men get hair transplants or wear hats all the time to cover up the baldness on their head or whatever. Start going to the gym to look a certain way, or they shave their head. You know what? People do what they want to do to stay younger. There's a whole thing about that. It's a youth-oriented culture. And people want to look young. And I guess that's okay. But I think it's better if you look naturally good. And again, that's men and women. I think I tend probably to talk more about women because that, you know, I'm a man. I think if this was a woman doing this show, she'd probably talk more about men. I think it's just who's doing the talking. But, you know, sometimes there is something about how somebody looks naturally. You know, it's easy to get all done up, and then somebody says, oh, you look like you're in your 20s. Well, okay. Well, why do you look like you're in your 20s? Is it because you're dyeing your hair? Is it because you've got the Botox? Is it because you're all made up? I mean, maybe. Tan. Apparently, I had no idea that tans did so much until I talked to Miss Ohio on Friday. Because apparently this can change your whole body image. Just the tans alone. So there you go. 38 minutes past the hour here. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, what's the next big thing coming up now? We've done Groundhog Day. Well, Valentine's Day is coming up here in, what, 9 days? I don't know. People celebrate that, I guess. It's going to be on Ash Wednesday this year, which is kind of different. This is leap year, so we get an extra day in this month. It's Black History Month, which is kind of nice. So a lot of things going on this month. Okay, well, I think I've covered the waterfront with what I wanted to talk about this morning. So again, if there's anything else on anybody's mind, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And if not, we'll move on to something else. Speak now or forever hold your peace. All right. Well, somebody's going to speak now. I like that. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I guess I have to exercise my voice again.
So, yes, somebody's got to.
Well, somebody's got to do it. Getting back to the Valentine thing. Yesterday, I went to McDonald's and got a couple of those pies, an apple and a strawberry. I don't know if you ever had both of those pies or not. Pretty good pies there at McDonald's.
I've had the apple. The apple's very good.
Well, try the strawberry. It's fine, too. But Carol does that. I don't, but she loves them. But anyhow, getting back to the Valentine's Day. So I looked there at the marquee, and yesterday, boy, wasn't it a frosty morning. Now, that was a frosty morning yesterday.
It was.
Yeah, and the sun was shining. And when I went in and looked at the marquee, why, it was kind of frosty on the glass or the lighting inside kind of made it foggy in, to the viewer outside. So anyhow, Scott, I said, well, I'll take those two pies. What flavor you got? And they said, yeah, strawberry and apple. I said, yeah. I said, hey, now, I said, everything's about over with now. And I said, heck, we celebrated Groundhog Day there the other day. And just like you just mentioned there a minute ago, what's the next attraction? And I said, hey, how about Valentine's? Are you going to have anything pertaining to maybe like a nice Valentine cookie or anything? Now, I'm talking to a lady, see? And so she was kind of got, didn't know what to say. Well, there was a male manager, and he came on the phone, and he said, I said, yeah, I was kind of interested. Maybe he was going to have something pertaining to Valentine's Day here at McDonald's about everything goes on. You guys put out a flyer or something, and he said, well, what would you like? And I said, well, I don't know. I said, a nice big whipped Valentine cookie or something like that with a little frosting on or something would be pretty good. And he said, we'll see what we can do about that. So I said, okay. I said, I was just joking. I said, my God, it's Sunday morning. And I said, I just like to liven things up. That's my life. I just talk to people and kind of be not grouchy or anything, and so that was the end of that, and I'll pull around, and I'll see you at the window, and okay, thank you. And what the wondering eyes appeared, there he was, a little short guy. He wasn't a real young guy. He was probably maybe 40s or 50s, something like that, something like you, Scott. But age-wise, I mean, oh, wait, excuse me, he wasn't as tall as you was, but well, watch your tongue, Ted. Watch your tongue. Get in trouble. So anyhow, she said to me when I paid for the stuff, she handed me this little green tear-off note that you could stick on a window. You know how it sticks those little note things like that? And it says, Happy Valentine's Day, in parentheses, and it said, for you. And I said, oh, this is nice. She said, he done that. And I said, oh, thank you, sir. So I put a little dig, see, and you got to be able to accept a little dig back. If you're going to dig a little bit, you got to take it back, you know. So I had a pretty nice one. They're both grinning at me as I left. I looked at that paper. Just a little piece of paper with writing on it. Wasn't that nice? from McDonald's.
Well, that was nice. So the little man in there put the Happy Valentine's Day in the window.
Well, she emphasized to me at the customer outside the window paying the bill, she said, he done that. She didn't want to think she was getting fresh with me.
Oh, I see. So the guy was fresh.
Well, there you are. He could be in disguise, but he never showed himself. But I could see it was a guy back there, and he handed to her over his shoulder to me. Maybe he thought, you know, I'm going to kick his tail, buddy. I don't like that. You know how somebody would get offended, you know. But I thought I'd go home and give Carol the receipts. And I said, this come from McDonald's. Hey, by the way, I'm glad you mentioned on the air the other day about the ink. I get myself, buddy, do I get reamed out when I come home with the receipts. And she said, I'm going to tell you something, kid. These receipts I can't read. I said, listen, Carol, I want to tell you something. All I do is get the food and bring it back to you. Now, these receipts, you call McDonald's and you talk to them. I said, I'm sick of this stuff. And you know what? You emphasized there, it was about 3 months, and that's not what I put up. Not only there, but maybe a couple other places, but McDonald's is one of the offenders most of all.
I agree. And you know, maybe that guy there has his own little groundhog suit.
Well, you know, I bet she would. And, you know, I bet she'd be scared of Mrs. 6-foot-tall groundhog, you know that?
Yeah, she's very pushy. She's very pushy.
Yeah, being 6 foot, you know, that's quite a woman. You didn't mention her color of her hair either, Scott.
I believe it was Auburn.
Oh, Auburn, yeah.
Yes, yeah, she was a redhead.
That's what mine is, Auburn. It's still at 83, it's still Auburn. Well, maybe there's some gray. I don't pay no attention to that. Hey, get off here. I'll see you later.
Okay, thanks. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, see, don't we have a good time here in the morning? 31 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area, 740-751-4038. And, you know, just to finish up on the whole groundhog thing, the one thing that I am amazed by is that we kept it a secret, because that had been planned for about a month, maybe a little over a month. And the fact that we kept that a secret, it's hard to keep secrets now. Somebody's bound to blab. But in this particular case, I really didn't tell anybody. And that's hard sometimes to not tell somebody something like that, because it was a pretty big secret. And people would ask me, who's the groundhog, blah, 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 blah. And I kept saying, well, you know, you'll just have to tune in. You'll have to wait for that day. And then finally the day came, and there we were. All right, 47 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I think her hair was reddish. Yeah, her hair was reddish. Yep. Just took a look at the old groundhog picture from Friday. Her hair was definitely red. Was anybody surprised by the groundhog show on Friday? Did you get to hear Mary Ellen as the groundhog as well? Now, what a person who did not take themselves too seriously. I appreciate that a great deal. Go ahead, caller.
I figured you'd be all shook up. You wouldn't even notice her hair. Well, who's this wee stuff kept a secret? What's this wee? Where is wee kept it a secret? You're the only woman, wasn't you?
Well, yeah, but I had to change it up because I don't want to seem like I'm taking all the credit.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know that so that kind of tells me in the court of law that there's somebody else that knew that besides you and Miss Ohio, right?
Well, I think that's the we, me and Miss Ohio.
Yeah, okay, I put words in your mouth today. I saved your tail. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think we're the only two who knew about it. Miss Ohio and I were the only two that knew about it, so that's the we. But it was a good secret to keep. And you know what? The people out there that morning seemed to be genuinely surprised that it was her. I think a lot of people thought that it was going to be somebody from the station. it was maybe going to be somebody like one of the regulars we've had on in the past. I think that's what people thought. I don't think anybody was thinking Miss Ohio. But there you go. Again, phone lines are open here, 48 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on anything at this particular point? There's not a whole lot going on, really, in the world of news right now. You know, it's kind of a... Well, I mean, we could sit here and talk about national news, but who wants to do that at this point? A lot of that's pretty bleak on the whole. I was trying to think of anything that I heard of over the weekend that was of particular interest. It didn't seem to me like there was anything all that fascinating that went on over the weekend that would have caused a lot of falderall. Nothing that I can think of. I don't think we have any dramas going on right now, which that's always a positive thing. You know, but I do want to continue to talk about the idea of positivity. Because no matter what you're doing in your own life or what your situation is, there's always something to be positive about. Now, we all complain about things day to day. Heaven knows I do. But we also have the positives. There are always the positives. There's always a side of life that is positive. And I think the more we concentrate on that, the better off we're going to be. Now, some days it's hard to find the positive. It's harder than others. But every time you get angry about something, or every time you get upset about something, think about all the good things that are going on. Think about all the positives. Now, I'm not saying we should never complain because, you know, that's part of life too. Everybody likes to complain a little bit. But there's no reason to be a constant downer. And some people just have that fog over their head. They just have that cloud over their head where everything is constantly... You know, some people are very paranoid. Some people think that everything is about them. They think everybody's out to get them. They think the world hates them. Well, you know, that's not really true. That's not reality. Not everything goes back to to that person. I think people should be a little less narcissistic. I mean, unless somebody flat out says your name, I wouldn't think that anything is directly directed at you. How about that in a sense? Directly directed. Unless somebody says your name flat out, I don't think you should say that that is directly sent towards you. But some people do. They have a very hard time with that. I don't know what that is. Guilty conscience? Paranoia? Narcissistic complex? I don't know. Unless somebody says my name, I don't worry about it. Now, if somebody says my name or says something in my direction, well, then, you know, I'll say, okay. You know, and I did want to say, again, about Pastor Craig and Carrington and Matt and Sean and all the people who were here on Friday. You know, the chemistry of people that work together is very important. Now, you can have people who get along, and you can have people who like each other, and you can have people who don't like each other. There's that side of it, too. But you know what? When you have a good chemistry of people where everybody likes each other, everybody can kid around with each other, everybody's right there for each other, that's what you really want. And that's what we are lucky to have right now. And I don't think we're coming up on 10 years in June. I think that a lot of times we've had that, positives, but there have been times where we've had negatives. And, I don't even know that it's those people's faults that we had negatives. I think it's just they didn't fit in exactly right. It was like, what is that, the round peg in the square hole? I think people took things personally. People were just a little touchy and kind of had that gray cloud over their head. And we just don't have that right now. And it's very, very positive to operate in that atmosphere. You know, you get up very early on Friday morning to go do this groundhog thing, and there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. But when you walk in and everybody's smiling and everybody's jumping and everybody's ready to go, hey, everybody shows up. That's a very important thing. So, but you know what? That has happened recently with everything, from the fruitcake toss to the Christmas party to the whole bit. Go ahead, caller.
I just wanted to say that I, too, noticed that the receipts at the 95 Mickey D's are legible. And that makes me happy, too.
Isn't that the greatest thing? It took 3 months, but we got there.
I didn't think we ever would. And it's a multifaceted issue, Scott, because do you know what fetch is? F-E-T-C-H, fetch?
Yes.
Yeah, I do that. So I couldn't get my fetch points. I also do the surveys so I could get free food, and I couldn't do that. And if they give you less than desirable service, you can't take the survey to or have the contact information to complain about them.
Well, that's true, and I could not understand how they were getting away with that for 3 months. I can understand
exactly.
Maybe for a week.
Exactly, I couldn't either.
No, and it was that way. You could not make out anything.
Mm-mm. And I love how sensitive our little ecosystem is, but this is what it took to get everyone's panties in a bunch.
I know. Isn't it funny? You know, it's weird what does that. Hey, you know, you called in Friday and you got off the line too quick. What did you make of the whole groundhog thing?
You're always the villain in at least one person's story. And there's probably people that as soon as I get on here, Scott, and start running my mouth, they're like, click, and they turn you off. You don't want too much of one thing.
No, I don't mind.
The life, bird dog.
No, I don't mind being the villain. I think the villains are more interesting.
They're probably like.
Well, they think you're the villain.
No, here she goes again.
No. We want it as a dedicated listener. We want to know what you thought of the first of all the quality of the broadcast. By the way, you drove by and honked. I appreciate that. Yeah.
You told me not to lay on the horn, so I did a ladylike little toot.
You did, and. But the outside portion of the broadcast, I thought, came across very well.
Oh, yeah. It seemed like everyone had a really good time.
Now, what do you make of Miss Ohio?
Well, I mean, I just, you know. Okay, so I have a teensy-weensy little bit of criticism. Don't you sort of think she's got PR people? Just like she's got someone to teach her how to do her hair and her nails and her makeup and, you know, walk with books on top of her head for, you know, posture. And then, like, don't you think a lot of that is, like, recited and, you know, like, oh, Mary Ellen, you've helped to break the glass ceiling for women. That glass ceiling. Who's using that in their regular, degular, schmegular, like, vocabulary?
You know
Nobody
what?
I know.
I'm glad you brought that up because I'll tell you, listen, I can't say for sure because I can't crawl in somebody's mind, but you know why I think she used the term glass ceiling? Because.
I don't know, and I'm not saying that she's 100% disingenuous, you know, and devoid of any sort of, I don't know what the word I want to use is, but.
No,
I
but
think
I,
some of them
here's,
it seems a bit scripted.
Here's what I think happened. Amy, who drives the peanut butter jelly truck, had told me she had always wanted to meet Mary Ellen since she was a little girl. And she had never had the chance to meet her. And I said, well, she's going to be here that morning, so come in before you leave with the groundhog, and I'll introduce you to Mary Ellen. And Amy was taking pictures and talking to Mary Ellen, and I think she said, you broke the glass ceiling for women. Now, that never happened on the air. That just happened in the studio that morning. And I think Miss Ohio overheard that and probably just used it later in the day in conversation.
Oh, there's certainly nothing. I mean, I'm always saying that just from listening to this radio station year after year, because you have such an extensive vocabulary, and a lot of your listeners do, like that one, who's that one fellow that gets on here and talks? He's been calling in a lot here lately that everybody likes so well.
Besides me?
Yeah. Yeah, besides you.
Cody. His name's
okay,
Cody.
Yeah. Yeah. He just sounds so smart when he, Cody, you are one smart cookie. So I've adapted a lot of my big words that I use
from
Scott, so there's nothing wrong with that.
We haven't heard from him, his groundhog review. I don't think we're going to get time today. Maybe he'll call in tomorrow. But my thing on it was, don't you think it ran smoothly? I guess that's the point. And the fact that it got national attention, I do think, as Ohio's groundhog, is because of the people that were involved. I think it was a great gimmick.
Yeah, and it was a win-win for the PETA people.
Yeah, and I think PETA, you know, they liked us, and that was okay, and we didn't do that on purpose. It's just the way it went. So I was very happy. You know, Little Mary in Ohio got put on the national map because
of
that.
Trick to snap us out of our seasonal depression. What do we have to look for? Valentine's Day, right?
You know, we're going to have to come up with something for Valentine. I'm going to think about that today.
Okay, well, talk to you later, Scott.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, we need to do something fun for Valentine's Day. I don't know. Maybe we can dress somebody up like a big heart or something. Maybe we'll have a marriage live on the air. Ooh, wouldn't that be something? Who can we get married on the air? I'll think about that. For this day, Scott's PSN.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant,